Today's Amud for Chazara is Chagiga Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chav Beis Mabeis, 3 lines from the bottom, Hanoisias HaMidras. So the Mishnah said that Hanoisias HaMidras, Hanoisias HaTruma, Velayas HaKadosh. The one who's holding something which is Tumas Medras, in one hand, he's allowed to hold Truma in the other hand, but not Kadosh. So ask the Gemara, Kadosh, my time alive, what's the problem? It's in the other hand, it's not touching it, it's not making Metamein. So what's the issue? Says the Gemara, Misha Maisa Shahaya. It's a Gzeira because of a Maisa Shahaya. Dam Ravida Mar Shmuel, Maisa Bechot Shay Mavir Chavish Yayin Kadosh, Mimakum Mamakim. There's a story about a person that he was transporting wine that was Kachim from one place to another. And Ritzua of his sandal, the strap of his shoe broke, and his sandal, his shoe was Tamei Medras, the Medras of his Av. Unadla, he took the strap, and he put it on the Chavis. Now that wasn't a problem, it was a Chavis al Cheres, so that's not Metamet Migaboy, it's not Mekabel Tumah Migaboy from the outside, so that Be'etzim was fine, but the problem was, is that Venifla La'avir a Chavis, then the strap fell into the airspace of a Chavis, and by Kli Cheres, the Lacha is in such a case, is that when something goes into the airspace, so it's Metamet of the Kli and the contents inside. So this was Metam of the Kachem, Venitmes, and everything became Tame. So Baisa Shah Amru, at that moment they made Xavier and they said, Anoisias a Medrash, Anoisias a Truma, Velayas a Kadosh, that when you're holding something which is Tumas Medrash, you could hold Truma, but you're not allowed to hold Kachem because of this story. Now ask the Gemara, Yahi Truma Nami, now this Allah, this Xavier should apply to Truma also. It happens to be in the story it was Kachem, but this could just as easily happen by Truma. So says the Gemara, Hamani Rabbi Hanani ben Akavyahi, Netanav Ramishnas Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya, who says that when we make Zeras because of Maisha Shahayas, we always only asrit Mamish when it's exactly the same as the Maisha Shahaya. The Amar, like we found, that Rav Chanani ben Akavya said, regarding a different Zera, that Le'asur Ela B'Yardin V'Sfinu K'Maisha Shahaya, that the Isser, the Zera only applies when you're dealing Dafka with the Yardin River, Dafka on a boat, and Dafka, because that's the way the story happened. So Mahi, what's that referring to? The Tani we learned in the Braisa. The Halacha is Le'yisa Adam Echatas V'Efrechatas, a person's not allowed to hold the waters or the ashes of the paraduma, and v'yavirin b'yardin u'besvino, and transferred over the yardin on the boat. V'liyamid b'tzazev yizrkem b'tzadacher, you can't go on one side of the yardin and throw it to the other. V'liyashitim apneyamayim, or not have it float across the water. V'liyarkiv agabi behema v'loya agabi chaveira, you can't ride on an animal, or ride on your friend's shoulders. Elem kena yuraglov nagayis b'karka, unless the rider's feet are touching the ground, because then already he's like he's walking on the ground, it's not at all similar to a case of a boat. Avamavirin agabi agesh, you could go over a bridge. There's no problem. And this gzeira applies both to the yardin and also other bodies of water. However, the iser is only, the gzeira only applies dafka to the yardin, dafka to a boat, and because that's the way the story happened. So my maisa shahaya, what was the story? It was a story about a person. He was transporting the mechatas and efrachatas on a boat across the yardin, v'nimsa kazayis meis tachav b'karkisa shel sfina. And it came out afterwards, they saw that there was a kazayis of a mace that embedded itself into the ground of the boat, and now the mechatas, efrachatas that went over it became tamei b'tumas oil. So v'yisa shah amru, at that moment, at that time, they made exera, and they said, v'yisa adam mechatas efrachatas v'yavirin b'yardin u'besfina. The field way Rav Chanani ben Akavya learns is that they only made exera exactly as the maisa shaya happened. They made a gzeira against going on a boat across the yardin, transporting the mechatas and efrachatas. Moving on to the next chumra, we said kelim and igmarim b'tahara, that if someone finished making a kli and he knows that it was tar, so by truma that suffices, by kachim it still requires tefillah. The gamrinu mad, so ask the gemara who completed the kli, who's the craftsman? Ilim the gamrinu chaver, it's a chaver, so lamaluhu tefillah. So why by kachim does it need tefillah? We could trust him if he's saying it's tar, it's tar. Ela the gamrinu amaretz, so must be an amaretz finished it. Nigmarim b'tahara karilu, so that's called nigmarim b'tahara. That's tuma. So kachim, of course, it needs tefillah. Even by truma should need tefillah. Amar Rabbi Bar Shila, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Shmuel. Really, it was a chaver. Ah, so what's the problem? Why should they need tefillah by kachim? The reason why it needs tefillah is because we're concerned that maybe the spit of an amaretz got onto the kli. Says the Gemara, "De nafalemas." When you concerned that the spit fell onto the kli, before the kli was finished, halav manahu. At that point, it wasn't yet a kli. It doesn't have a shame kli. It's not mekabel tuma. So who cares if spit got onto it then? Elabasa de gamre. Rather, we're concerned that spit got onto it after it was finished. Why should you be concerned for that? Mezar Zarabu. If it was the Chaver, who was the craftsman, he was for sure careful about that. So why by Kachem doesn't need tefillah? So says the Gemara, Lo Ilo Mikami Degamre. The Kshash is that maybe the spit of an Amaretz got onto the Kli before it was finished. At that point it's not a Kli, so it's not Mikabel Tumah. But Bedilma Be'inna Degamre Adayin Lachahi. Maybe at the time that the craftsman finished making the Kli, when the Chaver finished making the Kli, the spit was still there and it was still wet. So now it's Metama the Kli. That's the Chashash. Now it's a far-fetched Chashash, so we only make this Gzeira by Kachim and not by Truma, but at least by Kachim we have such a Gzeira because of this concern that maybe the spit of an Amaretz got onto the Kli before it was finished. It's still there when it was finished and it's still wet, so that's why Kalim, even if they're Nigmarim B'Tahara, even if a Chaver is the craftsman, when it comes to Kachim we make this Gzeira that it requires Tefillah.